بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salaam and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his noble family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. If one makes a statement of kufr or opposition to the sunnah and he is a practicing Muslim, can we say he is a kafir? Look, saying kufr or stating something to be kufr and declaring the person uttering or doing this statement or action of kufr, declaring him in person as kafir, occurs after, number one, fulfilling the conditions that this is kufr and it entails kufr, number one. Second, checking if there are impediments, if there are impediments which stand against the imputing of kufr in person on this particular Muslim who may have stated and or done an act of kufr. So, fulfilling of conditions and lifting of impediments. And it should be remembered that you may declare something to be kufr in general, whether it is an action and or a statement, but making it applicable in particular on the person requires fulfilling the conditions and lifting or removing the impediments, because there could be reasons which will not allow you to deduce his kufr in person. And again, a third matter should be remembered, that it is not left for anyone to indulge in making takfir, because this is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this matter, since it is very grave, to the extent that if you impute kufr on a person where he may be not, and you hasten to do that, and this applies to the rulers and or the ruled, then in this case it may return on you to this gravity. And therefore, if the Muslim is commanded by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to say that which is good or keep silent, then what about takfir? Then by all means it requires to refrain strongly from indulging in this matter in the first place. And this is to be left to the grand and reliable scholars of Islam. They are the ones who can deliver in deducing the correct rulings vis-a-vis particular matters in person, not for even senior students of knowledge to say, to indulge in this openly as it is now on everywhere. People have nothing to do except takfir and hukam, rulers and takfir, takfir
and rulers. Day, midday, morning, in dreams, in walking, you name it. And in this respect, one remembers that the common Muslim, if we claim that we ought to be on the path of the Salaf, of the righteous predecessors, then let it be known that it was not from the practice of the righteous predecessors to indulge the common Muslims in matters like this. What's happening in our times is that common Muslims, unfortunately, they make analysis of the whole world in politics and make judgments with so much ease and with little fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except the one whom Allah had mercy upon him, and with carelessness you see them doing these things, while in the first place it's not of their business, none of their business, and their indulgement in these things could only aggravate situations, cause more splitting and disunity. Now comes someone and say, hey, wait a minute, politics is from Islam, Islam and politics are the same. And they come you through these doors, and when you ask him about the politics, he reads 12 newspapers in the morning, watches all the satellite channels, and sits with 10 people day and night analyzing the politics and so-called current affairs. And if he meets two people, they can bring 15 opinions. If they sit 10, they can bring you 100 opinions. This is, the least to say, is counterproductive, unbeneficial for the person where he is responsible for every minute of his life to do that and act upon that which is beneficial. I broadened the answer for this because I thought there could be, inshallah, in highlighting this from these angles, because these matters are interrelated, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is a beneficial answer to you and to everyone in this room. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.